This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. Got a great show lined up for you today. I hope you're going to enjoy some of the offerings. We're going to hear from people like the Dillards and the Sonoran Dogs, New Blue, and lots of others. And we've just got a great ending coming up. Just love the ending on that song. That's a tune called Soaring on the Strings. And the fiddle player, of course, was Colleen Trenworth, who tragically died in January this year, early this year, after a short illness. And we still miss her, something dreadfully. So that was Soaring on the Strings. We're going to start off the show with a track from the Gibson Brothers' Help My Brother album. Came out about 2011, and Eric and Lee always play fine bluegrass music, helped out by Clayton Campbell on fiddle, Joe Walsh on mandolin, and Mike Barber on upright bass. And they have a few friends helping them out on the album, but I'm not quite sure which ones are helping them in this one. Let's hear the title tune, Help My Brother. Eric and Lee, the Gibson Brothers.
Than a dog with a bone.
Fade on that song there. Help Me Brother from the Gibson Brothers. Right back when I was learning bluegrass music, we had a Flat and Scruggs album, and that was the only band we'd ever heard. And so we thought that was the sound of bluegrass music. Then we came across a Dillard's album. And the first one we actually got was the album Live Almost, and that was fairly quickly followed up by the one called Back Porch Bluegrass. And we got very confused because the Dillards had a mandolin and Flat and Scruggs didn't. They sang slightly different sort of harmonies. They had a different approach to the music. They were a bunch of youngsters, and we very much liked the way they approached their music. And in our early days, we tried to copy every tune we could from the Dillards, and we had a great time doing it. We also copied everything we could from Flat and Scruggs and tried to work out just how the two musics blended and what ingredients were important and what weren't. I've got a CD here, the Dillards, and it's got three albums on it, the Back Porch Bluegrass, Dillards Live, and the Dillards Picking and Fiddling with Byron Berline. And it was from that Picking and Fiddling album that our band took its name, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, from the opening track on it called Hamilton County. Anyway, we're going to play from their first album, the old gospel song, Somebody Touched Me. Here's very early Dillards.
Somebody touch me while I was singing. Somebody touch me while I was singing. Somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of our Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of our Lord. Somebody touch me while I was praying. Somebody touch me while I was praying. Somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of our Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of our Lord.
action. Somebody touch me, it must have been the hand of our Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me, it must have been the hand of our Lord. Somebody touch me,
glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me,
glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me, it must have been the hand of my Lord.
We thought that was great bluegrass music and just enjoyed it. It's a good song. It's a good song. And Rodney Dillard sounds as good today as he did back then. Lovely, clear voice. We've had a visit to New Zealand in recent years by a mandolin player called Mark Miracle, who's a very nice guy and an excellent mandolin player and singer. And he's brought his band to New Zealand, the Sonoran Dogs. And I first saw them at Mountain Grass Festival in Australia. And then they came out to New Zealand and travelled. And they were a fun band and played some great music. Based in Arizona, USA, and they consist of Mark Miracle playing mandolin, doing vocals, Peter McLaughlin, guitar and vocals. Peter, of course, spent a lot of time playing with Laurie Lewis and did a fine job with her band as well. Tyler James on banjo, an absolute master and a delightful young man. And their regular bass player, Brian Davies, couldn't make it to New Zealand, so they had New Zealander living in Australia, Bruce Packard, who is a superb musician. He was playing bass and singing harmonies with them, and he did a great job. We had a house concert. In fact, we've had a couple of house concerts with them, and always enjoy time with the Sonoran Dogs. I'm going to play two tracks from their Navajo Rug album, and the first track is The Best Thing I Had Going, which has got Mark singing lead, and then the next track is Canyon Grand, which has got Peter singing the lead. Here come the Sonoran Dogs.
One that came with a company car. When they gave me the keys, they said, son, you can bet, keep it up and you'll really go far. But what good is all that knowing? The best thing that I had going is
canyon calls, I know its song. The wall so high and trail so long. Drifting down in the morning cold to hallowed ground, I'm in its hold. The air so clear, I smell the years. The river echoes in my ears. The trail unfolds in snake-like bends. Distant calls of the canyon rim. How I long to feel the peace of this canyon grand. Hear the ancient voices speak of bygone time and sacred land. Sandstone pillars pierce the blue. Towering temples change their hue. Can you hear the river roar? Winding through the canyon floor. How I long to feel the peace of this canyon grand. Hear the ancient voices speak of bygone time in sacred land.
Sonoran Dogs from Arizona and doing some great music. It's been great having them out in New Zealand every time they've come, and I just can't wait for this COVID-19 to get out of the way so we can start resuming some visits from people like them again. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm proud to say that we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. This program comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Shearer's have been a music store that's catered to the needs of Hamiltonians for more than 50 years, and they're doing a fine job. So if you need anything musical at all, go and see them, from new Martin guitars and Deering banjos to violins, ukuleles by the thousand, books on how to play, and lots of help from staff who are all musicians, and they can help sort out your needs. I'm really pleased that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and delighted to have them as part of the program. Well, I've been very fortunate in the people that I've met coming to New Zealand and as part of the bluegrass music experience, as I was just saying before about Mark Miracle and Ben McLaughlin and Tyler when they came out. Well, we also met Bill Clifton in the early days, and in fact, we didn't realise what an important figure in bluegrass music he was. He was a city boy who just took to bluegrass music brilliantly, and he was one of the first to record a whole album of songs and have an album released. And I think that album was called Code of the Mountains. And he worked with lots of people in the early days. He did some recordings with Ralph Stanley and some members of their band just in the early days too. And has maintained a musical a life for his entire life, even when he's been living in the USA or in Europe, in the UK. He's a fine person, lovely gentleman, and does a great job with music. The album I have in front of me is Bill Clifton, The Pick of the Crop, and he chooses some lovely songs. The musicians he's got on this, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, you know him from Country Gentleman days, Tom Gray, you know from Country Gentleman and Seldom Seen days, and Art Stamper, a great old-time fiddle player. And Bill Clifton plays guitar, sings lead, and there's some great songs on here. I'm going to play an old Carter family song. Bill was a friend of A.P. Carter's and always really supported the music. And he said it, "There's Someone Waiting for Me" was recorded by the original Carter family in the 1930s. And their recording of it is a seminal recording of that song. His version's pretty good. A lovely, gentle song, "There's Someone Waiting for Me." Bill Clifton and his band.
All the people of today, they are going far away to the mountains, the lakes, or the sea. There's a little spot out west I always loved the best, and there's someone waiting for me. She'll be happy,
she'll be happy,
she'll be free,
she'll be free, when she wanders
along with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me. Birds in all the trees, and they sing among the breeze, but there's none so happy as me. I am going out west, and there I'll do my best to build a little home for you and me. She'll be happy,
she'll be happy,
she'll be free,
she'll be free,
when she wanders along with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me. Singing their songs of love o'er the meadows, the valley so deep. Their voices so sweet that they sing me to sleep, for I know my darling will not weep. She'll be happy,
she'll be happy,
she'll be free,
she'll be free,
when she wanders alone with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me.
There's Someone Waiting for Me from Bill Clifton, and Jimmy Goodrow was doing those wonderful harmonies with him. Bill Emerson, one of my favourite banjo players, does some great music. And here's a recording from 1989 with him playing Don Reno's Tennessee Breakdown. Bill Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
Blossom, just lovely clean picking there, which Bill Emerson was known for. Didn't he do a fine job? Larry Stevenson on mandolin and Tony Rice on guitar helping him out there. Great bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's a band that we've heard a few times on Back Porch Bluegrass, and always enjoy them when I pick some tracks from there. This is a band, New Blue, spelt N-U-B-L-U. We're going to hear a couple of songs throughout the program. Trains I Didn't Take is the first one. Carolyn Ruth does the lead vocal and plays bass. Daniel Ruth does the vocal accompaniment and guitar. Levi Austin plays banjo, Austin Kerner mandolin, and Ron Stewart plays fiddle. And our first song we're going to hear, Trains I Didn't Take, from New Blue.
Red lights were flashing, the crossing gate came down. There in his rear view, I got a clear view. I'd know those dark eyes anywhere. He was the one who offered everything. Love and protection, complete security. I could have played it safe, but it's not like me to take a road somebody else has already paved. There were bridges I dared to cross. Chances taken, chances tossed. Dreams I chased, dreams I lost. There are no mistakes, only choices that I made that brought me here to this place, made me who I am today, with no regrets for trains I didn't Then he went left and I went right. There were bridges I dared to cross, chances taken, chances tossed, dreams I chased, dreams I lost. There are no mistakes, only choices that I made that brought me here to this place, made me who I am today, with no regrets for trains I didn't take. Trains I didn't take.
Trains I didn't take, the band New Blue. Let's listen to the Gibson Brothers again, a song called Just Loving You.
If I could be anyone that I want, see me just loving you, loving you, loving you, just loving you. If I had one star that I could make a wish on tonight, I'd say I'm all right, just loving.
This is fellow musician Josh Johnston coming at you from the birthplace of it all, Rosine, Kentucky. I love listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you do as well. What do we got coming up for the fine folks next, Paul?
I love that introduction from Josh Johnston in Rosine, Kentucky. We passed through Rosine in 2008, and you can see a picture of us up there in the IBM public office, I think it is. I've only been told about it. Thanks, Josh. Well, what have we got coming up? We've got a bit of Aussie bluegrass music here from the album Live at the Boardroom. We've got the band, Old South Bluegrass Band. You might remember a few months ago I interviewed Leonard Cohen, who is a dobro player for that band and was the original dobro player in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in New Zealand. Well, here he is doing a tune called Pickaway.
Thank you.
the old South Bluegrass Band from Adelaide, South Australia, and Leonard Cohen playing the dobro, Jeff Bridgeland on five-string banjo, Andrew Hook on mandolin, and Phil Parker guitar, and Dave Taylor bass. And that album came live at the Boardroom, it was called. It was all recorded in one day. It was sort of essentially recorded live, and they just wanted to put down some of their music that they were playing. Old South Bluegrass Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada, particularly the people in Voice of Bond Bay in Newfoundland. My friend there, Clayton Han, gave me a little bit of help and said, you got to pronounce it Newfoundland with the emphasis on the land. And I thought, oh, that's different from the way we say it. So it's always good to know how you're supposed to pronounce things. I have to admit that I sometimes look at a name or a place and think, oh, I wonder how they pronounce that. And it's really good. I appreciate your comment there, Clayton. The way I remember it, if you say Clayton Han, is the same as Newfoundland. So there ought to be a song in that, really. Clayton runs a radio program out of Voice of Bond Bay in Newfoundland. And if you get a chance, you ought to tune into it and go and find it on Voice of Bond Bay. Oh, people listening on podcasts throughout the world, I just really appreciate you tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much. I'm just playing stuff from my collection. Every now and then I add to it. If I feel financially able, I'll buy a few CDs and maybe they'll sneak into the playlists. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes I listen to them and think, not my stuff really. So you're just getting my opinions and my tastes in bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying it. So big shout out to people at Bluegrass Planet Radio. Friday afternoons, I know it comes across there. You're just all hearing a bit of bluegrass opinion from way down in New Zealand here. What are we going to hear now? We're going to hear New Blue again with a song, It's a Good Day to Be You.
Ticket in my pocket, clouds are low and gray. Flipping through the faces, waiting on the train. The yellow dress is crying, the priest's eyes are closed. The loafer smoking one last cigarette down to the bone. It's a good day to be with you. It's a good camera on my phone. I can tell the way you're pacing. forth, it's been too long. The sky could open up and cry. The sun could burn the ocean dry. The truth could be, it's all a lie. As long as you were by my side, it's a good day to be with you. It's a good day to be with you.
That's the band New Blue with their take on the song, It's a Good Day to Be With You. Early in the show, we played a track from the Dillards, Back Porch Bluegrass. Going to play another track from that album for you now. This is Roddy Dillard on guitar, Dean Webb on mandolin, Doug Dillard on five-string banjo, and Mitch Jane on bass. And they portrayed themselves as real hillbillies from the Ozarks, really. But they played some great music. And here's an old tune, a rearrangement of an old tune called Reuben's Train.
You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Put it on the track. He ran to the Lord knows where. Oh me, oh my. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, you ought to been a town. Heard that train come down. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh me, oh my. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Well, I've been to the east, I've been to the chilly winds don't blow. Oh me, oh my. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh me,
that's the Dillards. Great song. They did a great version of it, and Doug's banjo is really hard driving. Time for a gospel song now. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers from the 2019 record, For the Record. They say you may recognise page number 6 in the old classic red church hymnal. This song works well for our quartet to present it in an old-fashioned style with just guitar and mandolin. Sing along with us. I want to know more about my Lord. Joe Mullins.
While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for sun tomorrow. My trials here, I'll understand. I want to know more.
I want to know more. Lord.
My blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that mansion.
Heavenly mansion.
I'm going to receive.
I'm going to receive
as my reward.
My rich reward.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that homeland.
Wonderful homeland.
I mean to go there.
I mean to go there.
Someday, somehow.
Someday, somehow.
After I reach that heavenly city, I mean to know more.
Yes, I'm gonna know more
than I know
now.
I'm glad I know the blessed Savior,
for through His blood He set me free.
Though rough the road, I shall not waver. For some glad day, His face I'll see.
I want to know more
about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about my Lord.
My blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that mansion.
Heavenly mansion.
I'm gonna receive.
I'm gonna receive
as my reward.
My rich reward.
I wanna know more.
I wanna know more
about that homeland.
Wonderful homeland.
I mean to go there.
I mean to go there.
Someday, somehow.
Someday, somehow.
And after I reach.
And after I reach
that heavenly city.
Heavenly city.
I mean to know more.
Yes, I'm gonna know more
than I know
more
now. He promised when His soul ascended, I'm coming back, the Lord did say. If on His promise you've depended, on wings of love you'll soar away.
I want to know more
about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
Yes, I want to know more
about my Lord.
My blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that mansion.
Heavenly mansion.
I'm going to receive.
I'm going to receive
as my reward.
My rich reward.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that homeland.
Wonderful homeland.
I mean to go there.
I mean to go there.
Someday, somehow.
Someday, somehow.
And after I reach.
And after I reach
that heavenly city.
Heavenly city.
I mean to know more.
Yes, I'm going to know
than I know now.
Than I know now. That's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers with a great gospel song there. Several years ago, Jerry Douglas produced an album as a tribute to Taylor, the great dobro player, and the album was called Southern Filibuster, named after one of the tunes that Tut did. Tut played different sort of dobro tunes, mostly because he played his dobro using a flat pick, and that sort of gave him a different sound to things. So I'm going to play a track from that. This is with Curtis Birch playing the dobro, and it's a tune called the Black Ridge Ramble. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Well, we're just about come to the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going out with Dan Tominski, who's been one of the great bluegrass musicians of my era. Anyway, going to take us out with a gospel song, Be Assured, written by his bandmate Ron Block.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.